Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first one comes from Eva. Can I ask about the principle of volume? I'm trying to understand this. You often say in your videos that we only have to remember to add volume to either upper or lower body. When I think about body proportions and body shapes, is what we are trying to do create visual balance, e.g. a V-shape needs volume on the lower body. Those who are balanced on upper and lower, how do they cope? If they wear a voluminous jumper, do they need voluminous fabric on the lower body? So this is actually a different concept. So when we're thinking about the principle of volume, it's really that we don't want to wear two voluminous garments at the same time, because otherwise you swamp the body. Now, which half of your body you choose to wear a voluminous garment on may be based on body shape if you have an unbalanced shape. So either an A or a V shape, with either the V shape who has a broader shoulders may not want to wear more volume on the top versus, you know, and they may, you know, they may want to wear a more fitted top and a bit more volume on the bottom to create balance there. And a pear or an A shape may want to wear a bit more volume on the top to create balance with their bottom half. But you don't have to do that, because you might have, on an A shape, you could have a flared skirt, which will work really well. And so that is a garment with volume. And then you want a fitted top. So you may just want some horizontal lines around the shoulders or a little bit of a shoulder pad, but that's not a voluminous garment. So a fitted garment or a jacket or something that's got a little bit of structure to it that's going to create some shoulder balancing is not a voluminous garment. So when we're thinking of a voluminous garment, it's something like this, which has got a lot of fabric in it. So today I've got big voluminous blouse on, so I've got slim pants on. So that's creating that balance. So otherwise, if I was wearing a wide leg pant with a lot of fabric in it, then that would overwhelm the volume. Now, some people, if they're very tall, they can get away with wearing two garments with volume, but most of us aren't like that. So when you are thinking about this, where do I add the volume? You know, you can also wear two fitted garments. There's no reason not to. It's just more about not swamping your body with too much fabric. So when we're talking voluminous, we're really talking about how much fabric is in the garment. So a garment with a lot of fabric, with a lot of volume to it, not overwhelming you. So you can choose to wear volume on your top, volume on your bottom, but you can balance your body using horizontal lines, vertical lines, all those design elements that I talk about on the blog. You don't need volume to that, but you can use volume if you want to. So if you want to balance, so if you've got broad shoulders and you're a V shape and you want to balance, this is, you know, your upper body, you can wear a more voluminous skirt and a fitted top. That will work, but so will wearing a tunic and a slim pair of pants, as long as the tunic kind of ends around the thigh and creates a horizontal line around the thigh. That can also create volume. And it doesn't have to be a really voluminous tunic. It could be a fairly fitted tunic. It's really just about where those horizontal lines go. They create the balance when we're thinking about balance. So hopefully that helps you understand this concept. So they're actually two kind of more different concepts. And it's then how you want to use them for your body. Second question comes from Penelope, who says, looking good in a hot and humid environment is something I struggle with. And I know that this is something that can be really hard, because whenever I go to Queensland where it's hot and humid, or any other place where it's really hot and humid, you can just feel like I'm just, you know, drowning in sweat. And the last thing I want to do is add a necklace that's heavy, or a scarf or something like that, or a third piece. It's just too hot. So this is thinking about, like, what fabrics are you wearing? Are they cool and breathable? So there's a lot of like linen cotton mixes now, which are a great mix, because linen can be quite a breathable fabric, but it will also crumple really easily. But when you put in a bit of cotton and stuff, it often makes it a bit less crumply. But you can have a beautiful lightweight fabric like that. So thinking about what is the fabric you're wearing, some sort of, rather than a synthetic that's going to hold all the heat in. Then thinking about design and construction, that you don't want something overly fitted, because that also can make you feel hotter. So something that's got a little bit of air between kind of, you know, some of you and the garment. And then thinking about having built-in details. So this is how I find that you will find that when you can have some built-in detail into your garments. So rather than having to add accessories when you've got a pattern. So I would be looking, so in my summer clothes, when it's really hot and we get 40 degrees days here, and sometimes it's dry and hot, but it's still hot, that, you know, you can look for built-in detail. So I'll look for some sort of like interesting construction in the neckline or some embellishment or something that gives the garment the built-in detail and interest, so I don't need to add anything to it. Really it's thinking about, I think hot and humid is thinking about, and I often find dresses are a great option in summer, and provided that they are, you know, a good shape for your body, that one shape can't work really well, you know, like, you know, work really well and can be very stylish. Often dresses are a really great option when it's hot, rather than having to put two pieces together and then maybe, you know, like you get more waistband. So I often avoid waistbands and things when it's very hot and humid as well. So dresses can be great for that. So there are just a few little things about. Think about the fabrics that you're looking and look for that built-in detail, whether it's pattern or interesting construction are both great options for you. But I know it can be hard when it's hot to feel stylish at all, because, you know, you're just schlepping about in your thongs, as we call them. The rest of the world calls them flip-flops, or if you're in New Zealand, I think they call them jandals. You know, that sort of stuff, and it can feel very dressed down, because often we think about more structured garments and jackets and that third piece and all that sort of stuff as giving us more style. So that can be a little bit tricky, I know. So always think about lightweight natural fibers are going to be your best friend in those environments, and nothing too close fitting on the whole. Last question today comes from Regenia. I feel stuck because I have a very classic professional style and personality, but need active mum clothes because I have an 8-month-old. And I know this is really tricky, that when your style is quite classic or more dressed up, more naturally formal, and then you have young children and your life is, you know, especially at 8 months old, you still might be getting, you know, baby burps on, and you get little messy hands, and you've got to be on the floor a whole lot, you know, down on the floor playing with your child, that your dressed up clothes just really can feel that they just don't work for your lifestyle. But this is where I remember when my kids were young, that yeah, you can just be in active wear all the time, but you can also go, that just isn't me and my personality. And one of the things I did is I bought like a decent pair of kind of more classic blue jeans, and then I would wear them with ballet flats instead of sneakers. Or you can buy some quite cute sneakers, but if you're classic, probably not going to go for the sneaker. But, you know, you can buy some more kind of comfy ballet flats, or in winter, some kind of ankle, flat ankle boots or riding boots can be really good to add that bit of style. And then even thinking like things like this, I mean, this is wash and wear, it's, you know, some sort of blouse or something could feel more classic, but still can be incredibly practical. There's no reason something like this can't be practical in your life, provided you're going, I just don't need dry, clean, only clothes. As long as it can be chucked in the washing machine and, you know, you don't need to do too much ironing, you can actually still dress in a fairly classic manner, which will be good with your personality, but also be practical. So it's always thinking about, does it have the look I like, but the practicality I want? And I think that's where it's something important to think about, is how can you do it for your life and your environment so that you feel comfortable, but still stylish? Because I think particularly when you're a mum of young kids, you can feel very kind of, the word Australians use is daggy, frumpy, many of the rest of the world, where you just feel just like not great about your style, and you haven't got a lot of time to yourself. So it is one of those things, I think, if you can just even do a few things that make you feel better about your style, that can make you feel a little bit better. So hopefully there's a few little tips there. And I do have some ideas for kind of wardrobes for mums too on the blog, if you want to go and check them out as well. But of course, you've got to adapt that to your own life and body and personality as well. Always important. Of course, I do have my personal style quiz. So if you've not done that, what it gives you is your core personal style. It's not all of it. So this is where it's like, don't think it's going to tell you everything about your personal style. It's just giving that core style, which has to be in all, you know, there's got to be a reason for that. It's got to be in every outfit. But then you layer other personality style dressing styles over the top. And that's how you create your own real personal style is that layering effect. But what you're finding out is what your core style is, and that if you do without, you'll feel really unhappy. So thank you for your questions. Please keep sending them to me at imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I'll chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.